Hi, thanks to be back to Trend Hacker. Today, we're taking a story break. I'd love to share why I focus on stories beyond your bubble. You see, our brains, those magnificent, complex organs, are also our biggest frenemies when it comes to futurism. They're wired to keep us safe, to cling to the familiar, to predict based on the past, like the image in the header, starting the age of plastic meeting the worldview of the 50s. Where a white happy woman is doing the domestic work. Yet, the future is untamable, unpredictable, and utterly fascinating. Let's admit that we all love to claim that the future will be brighter, or in some of our gloomier moods, the apocalypse is near. A world where artificial intelligence solves all our problems, climate change is reversed, and we all live in peace and harmony. But how can we be sure that our current values won't seem equally outdated to future generations? Here's where Shakespeare chimes in, reminding us nothing in this world is good or bad, but thinking makes it so. Our current obsession with a better future is colored by our present values, which might not align with future generations' ideals. Remember, slavery was once considered a normal, even good practice. Working long hours in factories was seen as a virtue. Even the idea that a woman's place was in the home was once a widely accepted norm. So, how can we be sure that our current values won't seem equally outdated to future generations? The truth is, we can't. That's why it's crucial to embrace neutrality when we explore the future. We must acknowledge that the future belongs to those who will live it, not us. Our role? We must explore, research, and understand without letting our hopes and fears skew the map. This stems from our dear friend, Bias, the notorious habit of using yesterday's logic, our present reality, what we value, and what we hope for, but primarily what we think is right and wrong to paint tomorrow's canvas. By clinging to what we know, we recycle the old, depriving ourselves of the freshness tomorrow might bring. Recall the last time you doom-scrolled through Twitter or saw unrealistic successes on LinkedIn. Your stress hormones peak, triggering your ancient survival mode to prep you for fight or flight. This primal reaction is less helpful when we need to think creatively about our future. It's like trying to create new ideas with a bear chasing you good luck coming up with anything other than RUN. Because it is easier, we adopt linear thinking, assuming that we go in one direction, a straight line from the past. We often forget that people in the future will live in a reality where they define values and virtues. Some behaviors might not, while others may spontaneously change, triggered by unforeseen events like COVID-19. We think we know the future, yet we forget that the future is about the next generation. Certainly, we can influence the future, and we do so by educating our children and setting strategies in companies and policies in government. We try to influence the future to be as we would like it to be. This is fair and good. However, when we explore the future, whether as a product leader, strategists, policymakers, or futurists, we need to embrace neutrality to validate what could be plausible. We might wish for different outcomes, but we must put ourselves aside. Just because something is possible doesn't mean it will happen. Each movement has counter-movements. Social norms and values change too, dragging parts of society that we tried to push out of our focus, like depression, isolation, societal divides, and more, might change behavior more than we think. Take this reflection with you. Don't let your hopes and biases define how you explore the future. This is where Trend Hacker adds value. It brings you stories of the future viewed through the lens of people, the famous one day in the life of perspective. These stories challenge us to question our assumptions and consider alternative possibilities. They remind us that the future is not a single predetermined path, but a vast landscape of potential outcomes.